That's the best way I can put it to you. I mean, there's a hint of one coming up, let's see here, 18th, 19th of January, maybe some rain for Texas, but yeah, that's what we really need. I mean, we really need a good 2 to 4 inch rainfall all across this area to come up, and that will be with the pattern change. All right, here's the acres burn. You can see we're almost near, you know, half a billion. That's a good chunk. And what is average, just a far cry from that. We showed you this graphic at the top. You go back through December, it is over half a billion, 600,000 acres burned in through here. That is the worst since the 1950s. So you look at this 50s drought. All right, how does this compare? Well, look at the moderate to severe drought we had in July of 1956. Remember, this is just huge chunks of farmland, very sparsely populated at this point. Yeah, sure, Dallas was growing, Houston was growing. And then you look at December 2005 and you say, well, why are we having all these problems? How can we have as many acres burned as we had back with that huge drought? One word. One word. I'll give you a hint. The wind.
All right, so warm and windy there, taking it further west. How about records in L.A. today, Paul? Record
warm. Warm and wet, kind of a combination in the west, but look at the warmth here. 86 for your high today in L.A. It was awfully warm across much of Southern, in fact, the entire west. We saw records up and down the coast.
Winter decided to take a Florida vacation. Why not? But it is getting a chilly reception in the Sunshine State.
And hey, if you're wondering who's really getting hit with winter's worst, hey, how about 13 feet of snow? We'll tell you where it's happening and what they should see next.
Plus, Colorado's used to the cold, but a 70-degree day in Denver? That is all straight ahead on Evening Edition. With what happened today, oh, heavy rain, slipping earth in Astoria, Oregon, just drove one family straight from their home, and it tore apart the home's foundation. And unfortunately, more rain this weekend, meaning more problems. And there you go, you can see it. There's all of that wet weather in Washington and Oregon. How about Seattle? Seattle today, day 19, straight consecutive 19 days with rain, and the rain continues as we head toward day 20 and 21.
Winter Wonderland here in Japan. Some of the heaviest snowfall ever has hit this country. More than 50 people have died, and over 13 feet of snow has fallen in parts of the island nation.
And meanwhile, in northwestern China, almost 250,000 people have been trapped there by heavy snowfall, the country facing its worst winter in 20 years. Temperatures have plummeted to minus 45 degrees, and the snow blanketing large parts of the province. Well, the large part of Asia shivering under record low temperatures and snowfall tonight due to an unusually severe winter.
Japan, China, even Pakistan, they are all feeling the chill. Let's bring in our storm tracker, Jim Cantore, and we've been looking for cold air. What happened to our winter weather in the U.S., and perhaps it took an international vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you look across the northern hemisphere, especially this time of the year, I mean, you'll find pockets of where the cold air is, where the warm air is, and they're just kind of scattered about, so it's like one big traffic jam, and right now we're kind of blocked up. In other words, our patterns have been the same for what, two, 3 weeks?
Right.
So they've been getting 2 or 3 weeks worth of, you know, severe winter weather.
That's
and cold.
Siberia area, you can see it funneling right down.
Yeah, wait till you see some of these record lows here. This is kind of a look, if you will, from the North Pole on down. And from that, you can kind of get an idea, just from looking at the satellite, that white spot over in northern Asia there and Siberia is cold air showing up on the satellite. And that cold air, of course, is going right down across the Pacific here and the Japan Sea and right across Japan. So it's just amazing when you kind of look at it from a weather pattern perspective. Look at these temperatures. Taupo, Russia, 65 degrees below zero. Just incredible here when you look at this. And, of course, northern China, North Korea, and Japan. So it's not just Russia and Siberia here. That's where you can get tremendous amounts of snow here. Look at Herman, Michigan, 258 plus inches in through here. And as we look at Japan and fly across here, Siberia, that's a nice trip. Don't you wish they were all that quick, huh? Check it out. We got a cold source, the wind in Siberia, and the cold air in northern Russia coming across the Sea of Japan. And this little town called Niigata here on Honshu, right here, as a matter of fact, they can get some tremendous snow. There's Takata coming in with 262 inches. So
progress toward the east. We've got a warm front, and along that front, we're seeing some strong thunderstorms. So we have our severe weather threat with the damaging winds, large hail a possibility as well, very heavy rain as well. So we have the flooding threat. In fact, flood watches are in effect for places like Kansas City and St. Louis and Springfield, Missouri. You saw a record amount of rainfall yesterday, picking up, a couple of inches at least.
Northbound, watch out in Lubbock. Watch out, Plainview and Amarillo. It's all coming at you. As far as the Dalles goes, the Dalles area, that is, we've had some rain. It's going to get a little more nasty. Late today into about middle evening, may see some pretty violent weather. Stay abreast here. Upper 60s, warm and muggy and very windy all day in the Metroplex.
On this severe weather.
Well, so far we've had 7 tornado reports, some extreme wind reports, 91 mile per hour gusts, and really long, sustained strong winds at Wichita Falls in Texas. So a very dangerous situation. Damaging winds, widespread, some pretty strong tornadoes also, roofs off of buildings at least, perhaps even worse. Look.
We've seen road closures as a result of all the rain, very strong winds gusting up to 40 to even 50 miles per hour at times.
By 11 p.m., the outer bands of Andrew are creeping over the Louisiana coast. The hurricane has been downgraded to Category 3 status, but the Barrows can hear the wind gusting to 80 miles an hour.
When someone tried to open the door, the winds were so strong, it kind of pulled the doors open.
And the wind almost took the whole door away. And somebody opened the door, and somebody said, close that door before the whole building blows away, you know? It was just that bad.
So it had to take about 2 or 3 men to close the doors because that's how strong the winds was.
We were right next door to a cemetery. In Louisiana, in a cemetery, the tombs are on top of the ground. And here you're wondering, when these things gonna fly off of here and fly into this building, you know?
The winds are also whipping up in Berwick. Mayor Hardaway tells police to stop patrolling the streets.
By that time, things were beginning to fly around, and we stood there listening to this cracking sound and couldn't quite make out what it was until it dawned on us. That's trees cracking.
By midnight, Andrew is centered just 45 miles away, with winds sustained at 130 miles an hour. Terry Hudson is beginning to regret her decision to ride out the storm at home. She hunkers down with her mother and 2 young daughters.
The whistling and the howling of the wind outside started turning into roaring wind, and it started getting extremely scary. We looked and we saw our living room walls bulging in. That's when it struck me that, oh my gosh, we've got to get out of here.
Terry races to the phone and calls for help.